Good morning, everyone. This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Joining us now is BBC correspondent David Willey. He's in Rome reporting on an earthquake which happened at 3:30 this morning local time in central Italy, turning the quiet historic city of L'Aquila into a disaster area. Some measurements put the earthquake at 6.3 on the Richter scale. David Willey, what's the latest?
Well, the latest is that the death toll has been climbing all morning. We now have at least 50 dead, and this figure is expected to rise as the rescue workers dig through the rubble to try and find survivors. It's a big tragedy, and there's a huge number of people who are simply abandoning home, leaving L'Aquila, and hoping to find shelter with relatives, friends, or just getting out of what has become a disaster zone.
The Italian government has some vulnerability on the issue of earthquakes and earthquake protection and disaster relief. Many have bitter memories of the Naples area quake in the 1980s. What's the comparison? Is there any at this point?
Well, I covered the Naples earthquake. I remember it well. And I must say, at that time, they were totally unprepared. Today, there is a civil protection agency, and the chief public safety minister appointed by the Berlusconi government swung into action pretty early this morning. Volunteers are also arriving from various parts of Italy to help dig out survivors and to help those who are clearly very distressed. There was complete panic in the middle of the night in L'Aquila and in the surrounding area. What we don't know yet is how many people may have died or lost their homes in all these small villages. It's a mountainous area, lots of winding roads, farming land, many isolated communities, and the full picture isn't yet clear, but it is a national disaster. Messages of condolence have been sent by the president of Italy and by the Pope, and clearly the effects of this earthquake are going to be felt for a long time to come in this rather rural area. It's about 100 miles north of Rome.
You know, I'm noticing by the U.S. Geological Survey map of the epicenter, it does appear to be relatively close to Rome. Was this felt anywhere near the population center?
Well, I slept last night in my house about 50 kilometres west of Rome, and I felt absolutely nothing. But I must say my dogs last night were barking and very, very nervous. The previous night, something fell off the bathroom shelf. So we did have some indications that there was seismic activity. You know, there's an Italian scientist this morning who's been crowing and saying, well, I told you so. He gave a warning as a month ago to the city authorities in L'Aquila that all the signs were that there was going to be a bad quake, and apparently nothing much was done about it. And he said it was disgusting that the country should be so unprepared. The Italian professional seismologists and the Geographical Institute here, on the other hand, argues that you can't predict earthquakes. It's impossible to say with any accuracy. However, this particular scientist called Giuliani apparently detected radon gas coming out from fissures in the Earth's surface, and he regarded this as a warning sign.
So, no, and that's been talked about in the seismically active areas around the world, and we should remind our listeners that Italy is one of the most seismically active areas in the world. David Willey joined us from our partner, the BBC. He's based in Rome, talking about the earthquake this morning at 3:30 local time, measuring as much as 6.3 on the Richter scale. Death toll 50 people, but it's expected to rise. Thank you, David.